so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every Wednesday night here on The Voice of Vashon. We boogie back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are playing some music from Texas musicians. Tonight's show, songs about days of the week. And so we might as well start with the calendar progression, starting off with The Monkees, taking a rather satiric look at the suburbs on a Sunday, on a Pleasant Valley Sunday.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Be nice to get on with me neighbours, but they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers. Rainbow.
lumbago.
That's incredible.
I'll sing you a song with no words and no tune. Tiddly-bay. So sing in your party while you suss out the moon. Oh, yes. Lazy Sunday afternoon. I've got no mind to worry. Close my a rooty dooty dum, a reedy deedy doody. There's no one to hear me, there's nothing to say, and no one can stop me from feeling this way. Yeah, lazy Sunday afternoon, I've got no mind to worry.
Yeah, that was a band called The Faces, or The Small Faces, if you will. Their song was Lazy Sunday off of their 1968 album called Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, and they were indeed a pretty British mod band made up of Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, and Kelsey Jones, and Ian McLaughlin. And a few years later, after Steve Marriott left the band, they're joined by Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart. That song was inspired by Marriott had a feud with his neighbor and kind of inspired by that. And a few decades later, both Ronnie Lane and Ian McLaughlin ended up in Austin, Texas at different times. McLaughlin had the Bump Boys band, and their band opened for the Stones when they played in Austin in 2006. And he died in 2014 in Austin. And Ronnie Lane moved to Texas in 1984 and had a band there called Slim Chance. Alejandro Escovedo, someone Boogie Back listeners should recognize, was a member of that band. And before The Small Faces, we heard The Monkees with Pleasant Valley Sunday, a song that was written by Carol King and Jerry Laughlin. It kind of slammed the suburbanization of middle-class America, and it came out in the mid-60s, I want to say 1967. On guitar in that song was Michael Nesmith. He was born in Houston, and that's why we can claim him and The Monkees as a Texas group. I also learned that Michael Nesmith was the executive producer of the cult film Repo Man. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Ashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes from Texas musicians about days of the week. And we aren't going to go through all the days of the week in order, but the next stop is Monday. And for many folks, Monday is either stormy or blue. So we're going to lead off Monday with a critically acclaimed blues guitarist, songwriter, and singer, T-Bone Walker, with a little self-intro, and then call it Stormy Monday.
T-Bone. Bo. It's a French name. I spell it T-B-O-W. Well, that was the wrong way to spell it. So everybody was calling me T-Bone, so I let them call me T-Bone, but it's T-Bo. Aaron is my first name, Aaron T-Bo. All my people from Texas, they're from the line of Louisiana. My grandmother was Cherokee. Yeah, and I was born in a sawmill. My grandfather worked there 40 years. When I was a kid, I used to hang around the sawmill and help him, you know. I got a lot of kin people that plays guitars and mandolins and violins for themselves, you know. It's, my stepfather was teaching me. He was a bass player and a guitar player. And he just taught me a few things. Rest of it, my own ideas. Then I got into this blues business because I was singing like ballads and stuff like that. Wasn't playing the guitar. I think it was 1939 that I started playing guitar, playing the blues.
call it Stormy Monday. And baby, Tuesday's just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday, and baby, Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Thursday's also sad. Go out to play. Sunday I go to church. I kneel down and pray. Thank you.
That was Delbert McClinton with the Fats Domino song, Blue Monday. That was off of his CD, Genuine Rhythm and Blues. And Delbert was born in Lubbock, where he got a little influenced by country music early on. But then he moved to Fort Worth, and he got bitten by the R&B bug right there and straight out rock and roll in Fort Worth. Before Delbert, we heard T-Bone Walker with Call It Stormy Monday from the Rhino High Five T-Bone Walker album. You also heard Fathead Newman on saxophone. The credits, unfortunately, don't give us the piano player. He did a nice job in there. And the trumpet was provided by none other than Dizzy Gillespie. T-Bone was born in Linden, Texas, which is way, way in Far East Texas. But he moved with his parents to Dallas as a teenager. He did leave school at age 10. But by age 15, he was performing professionally, partially because Blind Lemon Jefferson was a really good friend of his parents and a big influence on T-Bone. Not making him drop out of school, I'm sure. We are here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I would like to thank some of the folks who just let us have way too much fun here. Support's provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the Harbor View showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. Open year-round at quartermastercottage.com. And we're also brought by DR Design Studio, your Vashon Island architectural design service specializing in green design solutions for new homes and remodels, serving Vashon for nearly 20 years now. www.drdesignstudio.com. So we're going to jump over the middle of the days of the week for just a couple here, and we're going to move to the weekend. Head off with a pretty typical country song about love and a bar fight, and then follow that up with the aftermath of both love and a Saturday night gone bad. Here is, we're going to lead off with Jason Michael Carroll and his song Happened on a Saturday Night.
Well, Bobby's out with Susie Q, and Larry's here trying to down a few cold ones to get her off his mind. He's drinking turkey like it's water. If the bar had something harder, he'd be on it in the blink of an eye. Well, just about then, Susie Q walked in with that boy Bobby holding her hand. And some were scared to death, and some held their breath, but not one person there didn't understand. But it's all about love, one don't, one does, and that's just the way. Over, tipped her a 20 just to hold her, and Susie saw it out the corner of her eye. So she left Bobby standing all alone, empty-handed, as the band played Wiley Wise. 'Cause it's all about love, one don't, one does, and that's just the way it is. One heart's moving on, one heart's holding strong, and one's left on. Sunday morning, first light, grapevine, telling life face to face, and I what happened on Saturday night. Old Bobby's aim was true as he knocked out Larry's tooth, and Susie Q started cussing Bobby out. She told Larry that she loved him on the floor as she hugged him, and the waitress bought Bobby around. And she said, it's all about love, one don't, one does, and that's just the way it is. One heart's moving on, one heart's holding strong, and one's left on the fence. Gonna be a Sunday morning, first light, grapevine, telling lies, face to face, and I.
Saturday night.
On a Saturday night.
my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd have been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy, where the life of a little girl was swinging. Then I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing. I headed back for home, and somewhere far away along the bells ring. Then it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dream yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as a sound on the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
Yeah, that was a quick ending for Waylon Jennings with Sunday Morning Come Down, Coming Down. That, of course, was written by Kris Kristofferson and was recorded by Ray Stevens, and Johnny Cash had a huge hit with it. Now, Kris Kristofferson wrote five cuts off of the Tulsa Taker album that this song was from. Quite a good songwriter, I'd say. And before that, we heard Jason Michael Carroll with Happened on a Saturday Night off of his 2009 album, Growing Up is Getting Old. He was born in Houston, but he moved to North Carolina early on. His father was a conservative Christian preacher who viewed modern music as sinful, and he even spanked Jason for owning a Billy Ray Cyrus album. And obviously, he did eventually escape that household. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas here with your host, Jeff Fletcher. And tonight, we are listening to Texas musicians sing about days of the week here on The Voice of Vashon. After that little foray into the weekend, let's circle back to the middle of the week. And we're going to lead off with a really incredibly good cover, I think, of the Stones song Ruby Tuesday. And it's by Steve Earle and Sean Colvin. And here they are.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday, don't let it go.
so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on
Yeah, that was Lisa Loeb with Waiting for Wednesday from her Tales album. Lisa was raised in Dallas, Texas, and she went to the Hockaday School, which is a private girls' school right there in Dallas, and it was right next to St. Mark's School, private school for boys. And I bring that up just because Steve Miller and Boz Scaggs both went to St. Mark's schools, and Lisa's kind of an interesting and multi-talented person. Not only is she a singer-songwriter, but she's also a producer, an actor, an artist, philanthropist, and she has her own line of eyewear glasses. Before that, we heard Steve Earle and Sean Colvin with their version of Ruby Tuesday off of their Colvin and Earle album, and that was just released last year. Sean is a longtime resident of Austin, Texas, and we really were lucky to see her a number of times. And I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and we are tuned into songs about days of the week, and we've heard songs about Tuesday and Wednesday, and now we turn to Thursday, and then we're going to follow that by going to the weekend again. We are going to hear a voice that I think everybody is going to recognize, and it is his song, Sweet Thursday, and you figure out the voice.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine? We were only two strangers, but we aren't strangers anymore. And as I stand and kiss you at your door, I know my life was incomplete till a Saturday's night at the World. I am thinking about a girl and how useless to search it becomes when you seek all the answers in one. But her voice seems to answer the echoing silence from yesterday's asking and waiting and listening for something resembling a song to be sung back to me. It's a Saturday's night at the World. I
search it becomes. When you seek all the answers in one. And her eyes seemed quicksilver, reflecting the prisms I kindled. An eclipse by the darkness of loving's mirages that swindle the heart with the shadows of we. And her love seemed to offer a sojourn from endless beginnings. So I went spinning into her to love her, but found her one answer for loving and losing the same. It's a Saturday's night at the and how useless to search it becomes when you seek all the answers in
Yeah, that was Mason Williams of Classical Gas fame with his song Saturday Night at the World. And I had not realized that he was born in Abilene, Texas. And in addition to his songwriting, which is pretty amazing, he's been a stand-up comedian as well as a writer for the Smothers Brothers Hour and Saturday Night Live. Who knew? Continuing in the who knew vein, that was Johnny Mathis, born in Gilmer, Texas, that we heard before Mason Williams. Gilmer is in far northeast Texas, and as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Gilmer also was the birthplace of Don Henley of the Eagles and the blues great Freddie King. We heard Johnny Mathis' song, Sweet Thursday. You are listening to, I'd say, a rather particularly eclectic group of songs about days of the week on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. So Mason Williams took us way, way back into the weekend, and we're going to change genres substantially, said he with an understatement. And we're going to move to a song about, a couple of songs about weekend nights that serve as metaphors for how artists really want to be treated. And we're going to lead off with a guy by the name of Eric Paisley, his song, Friday Night.
To work stuck in traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list. Things you gotta do and places that you gotta go.
Sit you I'm going out where the lights don't shine so bright. I'm going out where the lights don't shine so bright. When I get back, you can treat me like a Saturday night. I'm glad to see you coming, I'm glad to see you go. She once told me, I'm glad to see you coming, I'm glad to see you go. But how I miss you sometime, love you might never know. Don't make me wait so long before you let me back in. Honey, baby, please don't make me wait so long before you let me back in. She's gonna lose, might give my baby the blues, but it won't ever keep my baby from trying to win. You can treat me like a Saturday night.
Yeah, Joe Ely of Lubbock and Austin, Texas, with his version of the great Jimmy Dale Gilmore song, Treat Me Like a Saturday Night. That originally appeared on Joe Ely's first album that came out in the mid-70s, I want to say 1977, and I think it was titled Joe Ely. And I got that particular cut off of his album No Bad Talk or Loud Talk. That album came out in 1995. And before Joe, we heard Abilene-born Eric Paisley and his song Friday Night from the album of the same name that came out in 2014. He has written four songs for others that have reached number one on the country charts. So I think he knows what he's doing around a pen. We want to thank some folks here. For over 27 years, Rain Signs has produced some of Vashon's most recognizable landmarks. Rain prides himself in art directing the work to reflect Vashon and the customer's unique character at 206-463-2607. And VOV support is provided by Puget Sound Energy Efficiency Heating Weatherization Program. Now is the time to start to make your home more efficient. Schedule a free home energy assessment from Puget Sound Energy to find out how your home uses energy and what you can do to lower your bill. Check out pse.com/rebates to get started. Well, we're heading home, and we got three songs about Saturday night, and we're going to start off by returning to Shawn Colvin and another cover of hers. And she, believe me, she's a great songwriter, but she also does a pretty good job with some covers. And this is a live recording of her cover of the great Tom Waits song, Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night, Shawn Colvin.
Oldsmobile barreling down the got paid on Friday. Your pockets are jingling. You see the lights and you get all tingling, cause you're cruising with a six and looking for the heart of Saturday night. Now you combed your hair and shaved your legs, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days in the week. This'll be Saturday, you're reaching your peak. You're stopping on the red, going on the green, cause tonight be like nothing that you've ever seen. Barreling down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday. Thank you.
Ian Moore. Born in Berkeley, raised in Austin, Texas, and living on Vashon, of course, with his Saturday Night off of his brand new album, Strange Days. It's a good disc. You ought to pick that up if you can. And I understand if the vinyl's not here yet, it's going to be here soon. Before Ian, we heard Austin Shawn Colvin and her cover to Tom Waits' song Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night off of Sean's Cover Girl album that was released in 1994. And that's a pretty good cover. And there's also on that same album, there's a cover of Dylan's You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, which is pretty fine by Shawn Colvin. We're going to go out the door with this is the song that kicked off this whole idea about covering the days of the week here on The Voice of Vashon on Boogie Back to Texas. And the song is by Robert Earl Keen, and the song is called I'm Going to Town, and it's off of his number 2 Live Dinner album. Here is Robert Earl Keen.
I wash my face, I comb my hair, I put a clean shirt on. It's too damn lonesome here since you've been gone. The birds and the bees are shaking the trees, talking politics. The fox and Anna are hanging around, lifting it up in the sticks. So I'm going to town. It's Saturday night, I'm over you now. Look out the window, it's all in the way, man, it's ain't we're having on. The cows in the corn took the boom out of horns and let it back into the barn. I'm tearing myself through missing you. Got to get off of this farm, so I'm going to town. It's a Saturday night, John T. Floyd's got the store. I'm over now, let's slow down, go to town. Truck and putting her gear and taking other men, wondering what I'm doing here. There's a place on the horizon where the lights are shining bright. I'm packing up a pickup truck and going there tonight. I'm going to town.
Yeah, thank you, Robert Earl Keen, and thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Letcher. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Slowing it down.